奉主耶稣圣名在这边做见证。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
感谢神在2022年的一月一日能够再次回到圣何西教会和大家分享神的恩典。
I thank God that I can return to the San Jose Church to testify His grace on the first day of 2022.
因为今天是临时的，所以我就求神能够帮助我，能够分享荣耀他的名，造就弟兄姐妹的话语。
And I was just asked to testify, so may God help me so that I can share His grace and glorify His name.
上一回是在感恩节的时候回到这边。
The last time I was here, it was during Thanksgiving.
在那一次的感恩分享当中，我也有提到有关于我股骨头坏死的这件事情。
And in my testimony in during Thanksgiving, I testify how my bones have how God's grace was shown when my bones have died.
基本上就是在2019年的四月的时候，我去骨科做一些检查，然后意外当中发现我左脚髋骨，就是我这个左脚 hip 的那个骨头上下都死掉，然后是第四期。
And in April of 2019, when I shared in April of 2019, when I went to get a checkup, the doctors found that the bones in my left hip have basically are dead.
当初其实医生建议我大概几个月后就做髋骨的完全的一个更换，换人工的髋骨。
And the doctor recommended that I have a surgery for hip replacement.
但是这一路走来，其实我发现神的恩典不只是医治我的疾病，而是医治我属灵上的疾病。
And throughout through that time, I found that God not only has healed my physical illness, He also healed my spiritual illness.
首先想跟大家分享一段经文，诗篇五十一篇。
I'd like to share with you a passage, Psalm 51.
诗篇五十一篇的第六节到第九节是，是今天见证的结论。
Psalm 51 verses 6 to 9 would be my conclusion.
第六节，你所喜爱的是内里诚实，你在我隐秘处必使我得智慧。第七节，
7.
求你用牛膝草洁净我，我就干净；求你洗涤我，我就比雪更白。第八节，
8.
求你使我得听欢喜快乐的声音，使你所压伤的骨头可以踊跃。第九节，求你掩面不看我的罪，涂抹我一切的罪孽。我家里面的后院呢，有一棵苹果树。
There's an apple tree in my backyard.
那一棵树呢，在我家已经十年了，但是呢，就是不会结果。
It has been there for 10 years and did not bear any fruit.
但是它每一年都会开花。
But every year it would flower.
我记得在 pandemic 的那一次，第一次的那个灵恩会，我有见证过。当时的我，我一直觉得，我就是很像那一棵苹果树。
And I also had testified this before in a spiritual convocation that I felt like that apple tree.
虽然会开花，但是好像不太会结果。
Even though it would blossom flowers, but it would not bear fruit.
但是呢，在2020年的七月，有一天我看到它结果了。
But in July 2020, I saw there was a fruit on the tree.
然后呢，我就很开心，我想说十年都没有结果，今年怎么会忽然间结果？
And so I was happy that finally there was a fruit after 10 years.
那很奇妙的。在那一个月，就是苹果树结果的那一个月呢，我刚好被安排要分享在一个查经团契里面要分享以西结书的47章。
And miraculously, it's just at the same month where I saw when the tree bear fruit, I was assigned to lead Bible study for Ezekiel 47.
那边有讲到说，就是从圣殿流出水来，那个水是越来越高，
And Ezekiel 47 described a vision where the water flowed out from the temple and the water level became higher and higher.
水原本是在踝骨的地方，之后到膝盖，然后一直到人没有办法趟过，就是只好顺着水势游。
The water in the vision, the water level rose from the ankle to the knees to the hips until a person could not cross it and has to swim across.
那让我最吸引我也引我注意的是说，到后来那个水流过的地方，所有没有生命的都变为有生命的。
And what caught my attention in that passage was that wherever the water flowed, wherever it was dead, it regained life.
所以这水是什么呢？
So what is this water?
这水就是圣灵。
The water is the Holy Spirit.
所以虽然我看到的那一幕就是我的不会结果的苹果树结了果，但是让我有一个反省的是这一段经文。
And so what I saw was an apple tree that did not bear fruit, finally bear fruit, but it reminded me of what I read in that passage in Ezekiel.
所以当初其实我已经被诊断一段时间了，我所要讲的是说神透过这个病痛让我在灵性上有一番的反思。
And by that time I had been diagnosed for on my illness for quite some time, but what I want to share is what God had taught me on what I reflected about myself.
其实神要我去透过病痛所体会的更深一层的意义是圣灵的更新。
And what God wanted to teach me to reflect upon was the renewal of the Holy Spirit through my illness.
我可以是一个做很多圣工的人，也可以是一个聚会都来的信徒。
I could be a person who devoted a lot of effort in God's work. I could also be a person who is too lazy to even come to service.
但是我的灵命仍旧可以是枯死的。
But I regard inside my heart, my spiritual life could be dead.
所以2019年的11月神让我有机会去参加 NATS, 就是成人神训班。
And in November 2019, God gave me the opportunity to attend the NATS.
那一次的神训班也感谢神，那一次也有做见证。
And I also gave a testimony during that theological seminar.
那一次很特别，就是有一位传道，他看到我去参加，然后也做了见证。在 NATS 结束的最后一天，他拿了一个贵垫给我。
And at the end of that NATS, a pastor, during our concluding prayer, a pastor handed me a pad, a kneeling pad.
那个贵垫是很特别，是一位台湾的弟兄特别制作的。这个贵垫是可以坐着祷告。
It was a custom-made pad from Taiwan that allows you to sit and pray.
然后那一次 NATS 的主题是祷告的生活。
And the theme of that NATS happened to be a life of prayer.
然后我就很感谢神，我就觉得说或许神要在祷告的这件 事情当中让我有所体验，有所改变。
And I felt that perhaps God wants me to experience Him through prayer.
即便我的脚在当初还在复健当中是有渐渐的好转，也不会那么痛，但是跪这件事情来说是蛮困难的。
Even though I was not able to kneel because of my illness.
但是我就想到以西结书这一段圣灵的那个能力，还有他能够改变的那个生命力是有多强。我就自己问我自己，我信主信了三十几年的，我有这样的体验吗？
So I reflected upon Ezekiel 47 and how the water transformed the dead into life. And I thought to myself, I have believed in God for over 30 years. Have I experienced such great power?
什么叫做死了能够复活。
What does it mean for the dead to be raised again to life?
不只是肉体上面体验死了复活的这个状态，而是灵命上什么叫做死了，那什么叫做活了。
It applies not only to the physical life, but it could also apply to our spiritual life. How can we be raised from the dead?
好，那神是很慈爱的，神他对我有百般的忍耐。
God is a merciful God. He is patient.
从2019一直到今天，到今天也快要三年了。
And it's been from that time in 2019, it's been almost 3 years.
神用自然界，神用圣经，神用祷告来教导我。
And through prayers, through the Bible, God has taught me.
但神最慈爱的地方是，神拿掉了我很多的疼痛。
But His greatest mercy is taking away much of my physical pain.
神没有让我一下子好，因为神他重视的不是马上的神迹，而是神要我生命改变。
And God did not immediately take away the pain because what God wants is not instantaneous miracle, but rather how my life can be changed.
但是神又知道我们带着血肉之体，其实我们是很软弱的。
At the same time, God knows that we live in flesh and blood, and we are indeed weak.
所以我第一时间体会到神的神迹是在，神从我刚开始晚上睡觉，然后晚上醒来的时候，我的全脚都不能动。然后开始用拐杖走路，然后也有坐过轮椅，从这样子开始哈。
So my journey in my illness began when it was the time when I woke up and I could not move my legs and I had to walk with a cane or even sit in a wheelchair.
到两个月后开始，不会那么的痛。
Until 2 months afterwards, where the pain subsided.
一直到可以不用拐杖了。
And then until a time when I realized I did not need a cane anymore.
不过我每一次六个月要做 follow up， 我的骨头还是非常的糟，就是我的骨头还是死的，而且是完全没有软骨的状态。
But every time I go back for a checkup, the conditions of my bones have not improved.
但是就是不怎么痛，所以医生都觉得很奇妙，因为医生说如果你不痛，那就不要做手术啊。
But I was not in great pain as I should be, and the doctors were surprised also and said, if you're not in pain, then there's no need for surgery.
就神就让这样子的一个状态维持在好两年，大概两年多。
So God kept me in that way, in that state for about 2 years.
但是我觉得最大的改变就是在圣灵里祷告的改变。
And my greatest change is praying in the Holy Spirit.
其实一个人生病最期待的就是赶快好。
Anyone, what a person wants the most when they're sick is to get better.
一个人生病通常会，很容易会埋怨。
And when we get sick, it is easy for us to grumble.
一个人生病会很想要问神为什么。
And when we get sick, we ask God why.
就是说为什么是我呢
？Why is it me?
但是当2019年神训班后，我知道神要的是我在祷告中体会他的爱。
But what I learned in that NATS is that God wants me to experience His love through prayer.
所以在那个祷告中，慢慢神非常非常耐心的改变我的心。
And during my prayers, God patiently changed my heart.
我后来发现我算什么呢？
算什么？
我算什么？
Then eventually I realized, who am I?
其实神要我们经历的就是我们真的谦卑在神面前，伏伏在地，然后不是问神你为什么这样对我，而是跟神说我算什么呢？你既然顾念我。
What?God wants from us is not to ask Him why, but instead declare to Him, "What am I that You would watch over me?"
我曾经也在祷告中问过很多次的为什么。
And I have asked God often in prayer why.
但到后来，我才发现到神的智慧。
But in the end, I finally realized God's wisdom.
我在神面前不如一个微尘，也不如海洋中的一滴水。
And before God, I am smaller than a speck of dust or a drop of water in the ocean.
那我这个人那么微小，那我的智慧算什么呢？在神的面前。
And if I'm so little, then what is my wisdom compared to God's?
那在祷告中，我也明白，就是神，他要让我明白，我真能明白吗？
And in the prayer, I also thought, if God really wants me to understand and gave me an answer, would I truly be able to understand?
我这么有限的智慧，怎么可能去明白创造宇宙万物真神的智慧在我身上要如何的彰显呢？
With my limited wisdom, how can I possibly understand everything God wants me want to manifest in my life?
所以在一次一次的祷告当中，神让我明白我是谁。
So one prayer after another, God helped me understand truly who I am.
还有神为什么要那么的用心来塑造我？
And why God would want to take the time to mold me.
所以祷告开始改变我在面对这个疾病。
So prayer changed me so that I would be able to face my illness.
我不觉得我是个病人。
I don't see myself as a patient.
我只觉得这是神恩典的记号。
Rather, I know that this is a mark of God's grace on my body.
我只常常告诉我自己，只要凡是能够把神的荣耀彰显出来，这就是我一生的目标。
And I now tell myself, as it is my life's goal to be able to manifest the glory of God.
不管是带着捆锁，没有带捆锁，这是我们基督徒的本分。
Whether in bondage or not, this is the duty of every one of us as a Christian.
当我开始这样思考的时候，其实我发现这个疾病好像不存在了。
And when I had that realization, then I also realized that this illness is as if it didn't exist.
在我每一次的祷告中，我不再想我的疾病。
And in my prayer, I no longer focused on my illness.
我也不再问神说，神，你会医治我吗？你什么时候要医治我？
I no longer needed to ask God, will you heal me?
因为我知道我一生其实在他的手中。
Because I know that my life is in his hands.
神他不会做错事，因为他是造我的主。
God would not make a mistake because he is the Lord who created me.
当我开始这样思考的时候，其实也感谢神，因为有走过这样一段的道路，所以我开始对我身旁的弟兄姐妹有感觉了。
And so after this journey, I also have a change with my relationship with brothers and sisters.
但是呢，我现在的付出不是因为我被安排，我有什么职责，所以我要去完成它。
So now in church, I do something not because I was assigned or it's only a responsibility given to me.
我今天没有任何一个职责，我也要去爱我的弟兄姐妹，因为这是神的命令。
Even there were no work or role assigned to me, I would still love my brother and sister because that is who I am as a Christian.
当我越祷告，越为我身旁的人祷告的时候，我越可以感受到主爱我。
And the more I pray for other brothers and sisters, the more I feel that God loves me.
就这样，神一步一步的把我刚硬的心软化。
And just as God has softened my heart that was hardened.
把一个原本自以为自己有能力的人，慢慢的知道在神面前要如何的谦卑。
He humbled a person who used to think that she was strong.
所以其实基本上我对我的股骨头没有任何的期待哪一天要好了。
So I don't expect anything to change with my bones.
我也是例行性的每六个月会去做检查。
But I continue to go back for checkup every 6 months.
医生安排我做复健，我就是去把它全部的复健都完成。
And when the doctor tells me to do therapy, I will do that.
我可以吃的营养品我也会吃。
I continue to take nutritional supplements.
但是我告诉神说，神啊，今天你要怎么样来对待我，我都满心感谢。
But I tell God, whatever you have for me, that I will receive it with thanksgiving.
我不期待你一定要照着我的意思求，我只要能够在我的生命当中活出你要的样式，我就心满意足了。
And I don't expect you to do everything I ask you to do, but I will be satisfied if I'm able to glorify you.
那就这样，在我十二月的十五号，我是我最后一次的 follow up 的 appointment.
And so, in December 15th, I have my final follow up appointment.
其实我在六月做检查的时候，我的股骨头其实已经在塌陷了。
And 6 months ago, in the checkup, they found that there was already.Some more deterioration in my bones.
也就是说，其实是有恶化了。
So, medically speaking, it has gotten worse.
这就是第四期最后会发生的事，就是整个塌陷，然后就不能走路了。
It was the final stage of the illness, and it would reach to the point where I would no longer walk.
但是因为我不太痛，我就是没有什么疼痛，所以。我都有时候真的忘记这件事情，就是收到说要检查了，我才会跑去医院。
And but I was really not in great pain sometimes, so to the point I even forget I should need to go for a checkup until I receive a notice from the doctor.
所以其实十二月去医院，我那时候只是想说医生大概可能会说我的状况又恶化，然后可能要心理准备，哪时候可能会患军剧痛，然后就不能走路，然后就要开刀这样子。
So I, in my last checkup, I expected the doctor to tell me that the bones has deteriorated further to the point where I would feel great pain and maybe I would need to do surgery.
那天早上六点半的时候，我先生带我去医院。
And so that morning at 6:30 a.m., my husband took me to the doctor's office.
我是一个很喜欢音乐的人，所以我很喜欢听诗歌。
So I enjoy listening to hymns.
那一天通往医院的路程当中，我打开我的手机，我就随便播放了一首。
And so, and on the way to the doctor's office, I took out my phone and played a random hymn.
那一天的诗歌是《因他活着》。
And the hymns that I played was because he lives.
所以我一路上去医院的心情是很喜乐，因为我知道，虽然我未曾看过我的主，但是他永远是活着的。
And so on the way to the doctor's, I was enjoyed because I knew that God lives.
不管我今天的肉体是怎么样，他仍旧活着。
No matter what happens to my flesh, God always lives.
那就在那一天早上照完 X-ray, 我回到医生那边。
So after we took an X-ray, I returned to the doctor.
当医生打开那个刚照完的 X 光，要跟我讨论接下来要做的treatment。
So the doctor took out the X-ray slides and was going to discuss possible treatments.
然后他只问我说，你在家都在做什么？
But he asked me first, what do you do at home?
因为医生就跟我说，塌陷的骨头整个上去了。
And the doctor said the bones that had deteriorated and collapsed have...gone back.
然后黑黑的地方，因为我们也知道黑黑的地方就是都是死掉的部分，黑黑的地方全部都变白的。
And the previous dark spots, which were dead cells, are now white.
那虽然是完全都没有软骨，但是已经可以看到是一个圆形的头。
Even though there were still no cartilage at my joints, but there is now a shape.Ball joint, a shape of a ball joint.
然后他就又回到我2019年四月的 X-ray 做了一个比对。
My condition has returned to the first time when I was diagnosed in 2019, April.
在2019年第一次照的时候，其实已经上下骨头是完全没有那个边界。看不到，就是都是模糊，然后黑黑黑黑的这样子，完全没有一个圆头的样子了。
In my first X-ray I took, there was already no boundary in the bones, you cannot tell where one bone ended, the other started.
所以其实，医生没有解释这是发生什么事情。
So the doctor did not mention what happened.
只是他说，你一年后再来吧。
But he simply said, "Come back in a year."
他说，他也不知道为什么，但是，就是已经好转了。
The doctor did not know why, but simply knew that it was better.
本来最后一次是写说他已经在塌陷，然后这一次直接说没有塌陷了。
The last checkup, my diagnosis was that the bones have deteriorated and collapsed, but now it no longer was there.
虽然有时候我还是会有感觉到两脚不一样，但是对我来说，这是神恩典的记号。
Even though now I still feel a physical difference in my both sides, but I knew that this was a mark of the grace of God.
其实我觉得我们一定绝对不会怀疑神有没有能力完全医治我这件事情。
Let us not doubt whether or not God has the power to do something.
但是对我今天来说，我之所以见证，不是在证实神的能力。
But the point of my testimony is not to prove to you God's power.
因为即便我没有痊愈，神的能力是不变的。
Because even if I had not gotten better physically, God's power would not be changed.
但我所要见证的是，神这一位神，其实他更在意的是我们的心。
But what I want to testify to you is that God cares more about our heart.
神为了得着我的心，他宁愿折断我的骨。
In order to regain our heart, He would be willing to break our bones.
我们要经历死，才能够活。
Because we must go through death in order to be alive.
把那个旧我完完全全的灭绝了。这个属灵的生命才会活过来。
We must put to death our old self so that we can regain a life in God.
而对我来说，肉体上这个活过来，这是主额外的恩典。主可以不用这样做，但是主连续我的软弱。
And any healing I receive in my body is a bonus because God then does not need to do that for me, yet He did.
所以我今天很感谢神，虽然今天没有做任何的准备，但是我在这边所要见证的是，当我们遇到苦难的时候。
And so in my testimony, I want to share with you that through our tribulation,
我在这一个过程当中一直勉励我的两个事项。
The two things that have encouraged me.
就是神绝对不会错。
Is that God is never wrong.
再来，万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
And second is that all things work together for the good of those who please God.
所以当我们遇到患难的时候，
So when we encounter troubles and tribulation,
我们只要记住我们怎么样来荣耀神。
Let's just remember how we can glorify God.
当我们把我们的心交出去了，
And when we truly hand over our heart,
我们的生命就完完全全的在他的手中。
And we put our life completely in his hands.
他会用他超乎人的那个智慧来成全他在我们身上所要做的工。
And God will accomplish what he wants to do upon us beyond our comprehension.
但是我们一点都不吃亏。
But we would never lose.
因为得到最多的是我们。
Because we will gain all the more.
这就是神爱我的方式。
This is how God has loved me.
好，感谢神。
Thank God.
也把一切的荣耀归给这位天上的真神。
And I give all glory to our God in heaven.
阿们。
弟兄姐妹、慕道朋友，安息日平安。
And peace with brothers and sisters and friends.
感谢主，赞美主。
I thank God and praise God.
我刚来美国的时候，就是也是神的带领。
And it was due to the guidance of God that I can come to the United States.
因为 当时我来美国的时候，我又去过那个伯恩教会。
And when I came to the country, I first went to the Bowen Park Church.
因为我那个时候没什么钱。因为我那个时候没什么钱。
Oh, I didn't have much money.
然后呢，去伯恩教会来回坐 Uber 有30多块。
And the round trip to Bowen Park Church was $30.
因为那个时候我刚上班。
And I had just started working.
然后我那个时候心里有想说先去我妹妹的教会。
So I thought I would go to my sister's church.
因为我去我妹妹教会，她会来接我。
Because then she would be able to drive me.
那个时候是星期五晚上。
And it was during a Friday night.
我当时就是白天有这样想。
And I thought during that day.
就是当晚上在我烧旺烧完之后，我那个这样子想的时候，我就那个晚上。饭吃完过后，就一直头脑里面一直浮现着单手安息律。
And when I had the thought to go to another church during the day and the evening after dinner, I kept thinking a hymn kept coming to my head to observe the Sabbath.
一直到九点多的时候，还是单手安息律一直浮现。
Until 9 p.m., I still had the thought to observe the Sabbath.
因为那个时候我无法入睡。
And I could not sleep.
我那个时候我就祷告神。
So I prayed to God.
我就说主耶稣，如果真的又去我们自己教会里面守安息，我就跟主讲，我说你就让我晚上安然入睡。
And so I prayed to God, Lord Jesus, if it is your will that I shall observe the Sabbath in your church, and please help me to go to sleep.
那个时候我祷告完之后，很奇妙的就是我就安然入睡了。
And miraculously, after prayer, I fell asleep.
我第二天早上我就跟主讲，我去，去守安息律。
And so the next morning, I decided I would go to church to observe the Sabbath.
然后也是神的带领。
And by God's guidance.
过两三天的时候，我就做了一个异梦。
A few days later, I had a dream.
我去一个教会很大。
In a dream, I went to a very large church.
里面人非常的多。
There are many people.
但是那个时候就我一个人跪拜神。
But I was the only one who worshipped God.
我后面第二天的时候，我就想这个教会真的就是我妹妹的教会。
And I realized after the dream that this was the church that my sister went to.
因为我那个时候很无知。
And I was ignorant.
我觉得那个时候我妹妹也是基督教的。
Because I had thought that my sister was also a Christian.
真的感谢神的带领。
So I thank God for his guidance.
后面我就是在那一家，就是说我妹妹也是我妹介绍的，那个朋友介绍的，因为在他那一家工作。
And so then later I was introduced to another job by my sister's friend.
他们家有拜偶像的东西。
However, they were idol worshippers.
我后面就决定不在他家做了。
So I decided not to work there.
后面我也祷告神，求神帮我预备工作。
I also prayed to God to help me to find a job.
很感谢神，然后神就帮我安排一个也是烧饭的工作。
And so God allowed me to find a job.
然后我刚开始的时候到那一家，因为他们家比较有钱。
And so the household I worked with was pretty wealthy.
还有他们家还有两个阿姨。
And they also had two other employees.
有一个阿姨对我很不好。
But one of them treated me very poorly.
因为我刚开始去的时候，因为我们不知道他家里的东西放哪里。
And so when I first started, I was not accustomed to the environment.
我就会问阿姨，我说那些东西怎么放在哪里。
And I will ask this employee what to do.
那有一个阿姨就不告诉我。
And the other lady would tell me.
也叫另外一个阿姨不要告诉我放哪里。
But oh, they and the about the other lady told the other employee not to teach me anything.
后面我就跟我先生讲，我说我可能做不了几天。
So I had told my husband I probably would not last long at this job.
那我先生就告诉我，他说祷告神。
And my husband encouraged me to pray to God.
他说我跟你一起祷告，祷告神帮助。
He said, "Let us pray together to God."
后面真的很奇妙，我先生跟我一起祷告。
So we prayed.
那个阿姨后面也对我很好。
And then miraculously the the employee started to treat me.
然后我在那一家整整做了一年。
And I worked at that job for an entire year.
但我在他的家里，我真的信仰也很大的改变。
And it's through that year, my faith is also improved.
那个时候，我每天祷告。就是我跪着祷告，必须要两个半小时。
And I would pray for hours on kneeling down to pray.
站着祷告不算的。站着祷告不算。
I'm not counting when I was standing in prayer.
每天也唱赞美诗。
And I would sing hymns every day.
还有每一天必须看圣经。
And read the Bible.
但是我有规定几首赞美诗，还有看几章圣经。
I would pray and also read many chapters.
真的非常的感谢神。
And I thank God.
在那一年当中。
And during that year.
真的我特别的喜乐。
I was in joy.
真的就是那一种喜乐，真的无法形容的。
And that joy is indescribable.
那个时候呢，祷告我就每一天都会，哪怕十五分钟跪下去祷告，我都跟神讲，我说这个都是机会。
And every time I pray, say 15 minutes, I told God this is an opportunity.
所以说那个时候跪拜神的时候，每一天祷告的时候，真的就是在神的面前。
And every time I prayed, and in that period of time, I felt that I was right before God.
然后。真的非常感谢主耶稣。
And I thank the Lord Jesus.
然后当时就是说我那个时候就是说神也提醒我。
And God also reminded me.
我又做了一个异梦。
Through a dream.
然后那天本来安排我做见证。
And that was during a day where I was supposed to bear testimony.
不知道什么原因，因为我就在教会的楼上。
And I was on the second floor of the church building.
我就迟下来了一点。
And I was a little bit late.
就是有一个姐妹替我做见证。
And so it ended up being another sister who took my place in testimony.
当我走到门口的时候，好多人就是从我们的教会走出去了。
And so when I came down, I saw that a lot of the people were exiting.
那个时候我心里特别的难过。
And so I was very sad.
就是我耽误了一点时间。
I knew I was late.
因为我那个时候心里就想，这个就是因为不是我本人在那里讲的见证，因为有的姐妹就是说讲，可能就是说没有那么清楚，所以说就是因为我是迟了一点来下来，然后就里面很多的人都走了。
And so, because I was late, and another sister had to testify in my place, and many people actually were leaving.
我就心里特别的难过。
And so I was very sad.
那个时候，从那个一面起，我就说我一定要做主耶稣美好的见证。
And so I resolved in my heart that I must bear testimony for God.
不管在哪里，我都会。
No matter where I am, I would do it.
然后那个时候，我就跟那个中国的弟兄姐妹讲，如果有讲见证，我说我视频也可以讲见证。
And so I spoke to the sisters in China that I can testify.
然后就是在我就是那个就是在这个家庭当中有一个阿姨，那个时候她跟我讲，她因为一到那个家就是说都会生病，然后她告诉我有一天去药店买药的时候。
And so the one of the ladies I work with told me that the household we worked at, they would when they get sick, we would have to go to buy medicine for them.
她告诉我她也是信主的。
That she happened to tell me that she also believed in Jesus.
是我也是信主，我是真耶稣教会的。
And I told her that me too, I am a member of the True Jesus Church.
我说我们会讲方言。
And I shared with her that we would pray in tongues.
然后那个，因为她后面我就告诉她，我说今天晚上我回去我就为你祷告。
And I told her that I'm going to church tonight and I will pray for you.
那个第二天早上起来，那个阿姨她说跟我讲，她说哎，感觉还挺舒服的，好多了。
And so when, oh, because the lady was sick, and so the next morning, when I saw her, she said that I'm feeling better.
那个时候她就做28天，她就做了28天。
And so she was there 28 days.
她就走了。
走了。
她就走了。
走了是。
她就回家了。
Oh, so she left.
后面我也一直为她祷告。
And I continued to pray for her.
然后呢，就是我有时候都有跟他联系。
And I continue to communicate with her.
然后就是有一段时间，他就跟他联系，他也没有回。
And there was one some time where I would reach out to her and she would not reply.
还有我听另外一个阿姨讲，她的孙子她说也是得了什么癌症。
So then I heard from another employee that her grandson had cancer.
就是另外一个阿姨讲，我就为她的孙子祷告。
So after I heard that, I also pray for the grandson.
后面我就打电话给那个，就是这个阿姨，就是回去的那个阿姨。
So I continue to pray for this lady.
我就跟她讲我的见证。
And I also share with her my testimony.
那个时候听完我见证，她说她一下子有力量了。
So after, and she regained strength after hearing my testimony.
从那一次起，我就每一天视频跟她跪在那里祷告一个小时。
And so from that day on, I would video chat with her and pray with her for an hour.
她因为膝关节会疼痛，就是前面都感觉都不能跪。
But she had joint pains and could not kneel.
然后第二天，他说早上起来，他自己一个人跪在那里祷告，也祷告40分钟。
But the next morning, she was able to get up herself and pray kneeling for 40 minutes.
他告诉我，他说他跟我讲的，他说方言是一样的。
And she told me that the tongue she prayed in tongues just like I.
他说祷告的时候，他说我跟你讲的方言是一样的。
She said that I'm praying in the same tongue as you are.
因为我不确定后面就是。他我不确定他因为在视频上面祷告然后他就告诉我他说视频祷告跟我一起祷告的时候就很有力量
And so we prayed together over the video chat and she said she felt a lot of power
后面他到太平洋就回去他说那个传道他说那个后面确定他真的是求到圣灵
And later she was able to go to Pacifica Church and the pastor confirmed that she had received the Holy Spirit
也很感谢主
Thank God.
他的孙子得了那个癌症什么反正后面他说本来指标是14后面指标归零了
And so her grandson's cancer greatly improved
然后他先生本来他是信佛的他祷告的时候他都不让那个就是那个大姐不让他祷告
And her husband was previously a Buddhist and would forbid her to pray
他如果先生在家里，他只有在车上祷告。
Okay, and to the point that if her husband is at home, she would have to hide in the car to pray.
后面看到他孙子的指标，他原来不相信的，后面他也跟他妻子讲，他说真的感谢神。
But after their grandson's condition greatly improved, her husband told her, "I thank God."
然后我现在讲一下我先生的见证。
I'd like to now share with you a testimony about my husband.
他原来糖尿病是有29糖尿那个测的是29。
And he had a severe diabetes.
然后呢，他就是那个酒底下烂掉了，有里面有脓。
That and there was pus and also rotted flesh in his foot.
然后就是。我就是说2017年他是九月份的时候就脚底下有拿去动手术。
And so he had surgery in 2019.
他后面就是说也是到我就是说2017年11月 就是那个时候跟我一起洗礼完，洗礼完过后一个月，一个月他也求到圣灵。
Excuse me, it was 2017. And then after he was baptized, a month later, he also received the Holy Spirit.
后来他糖尿病足也慢慢就好了。
And his diabetes was gradually improved.
然后我先生以前都是他做的是娱乐场所的生意。
And so my husband used to work at an entertainment facilities.
他的朋友都是反正也会赌博抽烟，反正都是不太好的。
And so her and his friends were a lot of friends were made through gambling.
我的先生烟瘾也很大。
And he also a heavy smoker.
他打牌的时候一天又抽五六包烟。
And the worst, he would smoke 5 or 6 packs a day.
后面就是有一次，就是说到，就是到我们教会有一个姐妹就看到我先生。
So one day, a sister saw my husband at church.
她说看到我先生好像有点像黑社会人一样。
And her impression was that my husband was like a gangster.
那个时候他跟我吵架的时候我都很害怕他。
And so whenever we argued, I would fear my husband.
因为我感觉他是魔鬼。
I felt as if he was the devil.
就是很恐怖的那一种。
It was horrifying.
后面就是因为就是神后面就是也是就是到我们教会来，然后求到圣灵之后，他也慢慢转变了。
And after he came to our church and received the Holy Spirit, gradually he changed.
真的非常感谢神。
And I greatly thank God.
然后后面就是因为他回我们到后面就是说回到自己的那个他的老家去的时候，就是我们就是说因为。连江的教会里面有去探访。
And so when he returned to his hometown, and the church came to visit.
因为要做就是说探访，然后因为那一家就是说是他的儿子是患魔鬼了。
Oh, they went to visit, and then the house where there was someone who was demon possessed.
他因为那个时候弟兄姐妹有叫我去白天的时候叫我去做见证。
And the brothers and sisters asked me to testify.
就是患魔鬼的那一家，他那个慕道友，他家里要求我们教会再去他家里去，就是说，因为他的妻子好像是拜什么观音的，他说再叫我们教会的姐妹、弟兄姐妹再去他家里再去探访。
And the household with demon possession had worshipped idols, but they invited the church to return to visit again.
后面我叫我先生去。
So my husband and I went.
因为那个时候他不愿意去。
But he was not willing.
他不愿意去的时候，我就到房间里面去祷告神。
So when my husband was unwilling to go, I went to the room to pray.
我说主耶稣，我说那个郑开户弟兄不想去。
And I told God that he doesn't want to go.
我就跟他讲，我说那你就管教他一下。
说什么？
就管教他一下。
I ask God, can you please chastise him?
因为我这件事情我没有告诉我先生。
But I did not tell my husband.
他后面很勉强去了。
But later he went.
我前面我其实告诉他，我说其实传福音，我说做见证，真的我说比赚钱还开心。
And I had told him that to preach the gospel, is better than making money.
后面他去了回来就告诉我。
So after he went and returned, he told me.
他自己亲自告诉我。
He told me himself.
他说我今天被神管教了。
I was chastised by God.
他说我不知道怎么回事，就骑着那个电动车，就是自己一下子就是这样子躺在那个地上去了。
And I say he was riding on a vehicle, and he all of a sudden he just flipped over.
他说知道神，他说这个是神管教我。
But he knew right away that was God chastising him.
因为那个时候我也没告诉他这件事情，我有祷告。
And I told him that I had prayed about it.
然后呢，从那一次起，他就告诉我，他是真的传福音是很喜乐的事。
And later he shared with me that it is indeed a joy to preach the gospel.
就从那一次探访起，他到现在，他真的就是说传福音，还有就是每一天他几乎都在做圣工。
And from that time, right, where he finally agreed to go, until now he does find joy to preach and work for God.
真的很感谢神的带领。
I thank God for His guidance.
因为我先生的转变。
Because of my husband's transformation.
很多他现在以前读博的朋友还有其他，他现在都不联系了。
He has stopped communicating and ended his relationship with his gambling friends.
真的很感谢神。
Thank God.
他每一天，他几乎他说都是，反正都安排满满的那个，就是做。就是教会里面的圣工。
And so his day is filled with church work.
因为我有跟他讲，我说我来美国这边上班，我说赚钱也不少。
And because I told him that I've been working in the United States and we have earned quite a bit of money.
我说我叫他不要去上班。
And I told him that he didn't need to work.
我说他叫他出去就是替我做主耶稣，就是帮就是替我做主耶稣的圣工。
And I encourage him to do God's work in my place.
感谢神。
Thank God.
还有我讲我儿子的见证。
Now I will share a testimony about my son.
我儿子就是小儿子，就是从16年开始他就换魔鬼了。
My younger son had been possessed by demon in 2016.
那个时候我也不知道。那个时候我不知道，就是说换魔鬼了。
And at that time, I did not quite was not aware of demon possession.
因为我那个时候，我就是刚好以前我在贵州，然后那一年回老家过年。
And so I was in Guizhou at the time and returned home for the New Year.
那个我小妹妹告诉我，她说看到我儿子的眼神不对。
But my sister told me that my son did not look right.
她说可能是换魔鬼了。
She thought that he was possessed by demons.
那个时候我也很无知。
But I was ignorant.
我就跟我妹妹讲，信主的人也会换魔鬼吗
？And I asked my sister, how could a person who believes in God be possessed by demons?
我妹妹说会的。
But my sister said it's possible.
那个时候，因为我是天主教的。
At that time, I was still a Catholic believer.
因为还没有到我们真耶稣教会。
I was not yet attending the True Jesus Church.
然后那个时候，我就打电话给我先生的大姐。
So I called my sister-in-law, the sister of my husband.
我就跟她讲，我儿子那个可能有邪灵。
So I told her that my son had evil spirits.
她就带我们到天主教去。
So she took both of us to the Catholic church.
她说神父什么就是有红色的袋子放我儿子身上。
And so the priest there put on a red ribbon on my son.
她说会赶邪灵，她说。
And said that this was used to cast out evil spirit.
其实他那个根本就没有用。
But it was useless.
我那个儿子那个时候还是很严重的。
And my son still suffered greatly.
然后有一天去上学的时候。
And one day when he went to school,
他根本就没有去上学。
And he actually did not go to school.
他又把书包背了回来，就放在我们家门口。
He brought back his backpack book bags and put it in front of our house.
因为我十点多买菜的时候，门开出来看见有一个书包没有看见人。
So when I had returned home at 10 from grocery shopping, I saw his bag.
那个时候我很紧张，因为我住到十楼。
And so I was got anxious because I wasn't. We lived in the 10th floor.
我就冲在那个边上，那个就是说，那个楼梯那个边上，我就看了下面有没有人。
And so I ran to the staircases to look to see if there's anyone.
然后我就往那个边上，他那个就是楼梯边上，然后我儿子软绵绵就坐在那里。
And I saw my son slumped over.
我那个时候很经常就是说我儿子去上学。我都会看一下那个下面，就是说，因为住到十楼，我都会看到下面。我那个时候特别的紧张。
And so whenever my son would leave for school, I was anxious. I would always look outside to make sure everything was okay.
还有一次就是说，他因为是晚上八点七点多的时候，八点这样，他跟我讲，他说他心里很难受，他说去外面透气一下。
And so it was one time in the evening, he told me that he did not feel good, so he would go out for some fresh air.
因为我那个时候住的是江边。
So we live by a river.
因为我房子走到那个前面就是江。
So it was a walking distance to the river.
那个闽江的江很大的。
It's a very large river.
然后他下去差不多快一个小时，我都没看见的人，我跟我先生两个我就紧张了。
And so after he went out for an hour, I got nervous.
然后我们跑到江边到处去找，都找不到人。
So we went walk along the river to look for him, and we could not find him.
后面我心想，我们两个都出去了，家里他回来了没有也不知道，我先跑回家。
So I thought maybe he had gone home already. So I returned home first.
我后面到家看见他还没回来，我就打电话给我先生，让他还没回来。
But he still wasn't home, so I called my husband back, saying I still cannot find my son.
后面我就回到阳台祷告。
So I went home to pray.
我就祷告神，我说求主耶稣帮助。那个带领这个孩子，就是让他不要出事。
And I prayed to God to help my son so that he can come home safely.
差不多祷告一段时间，那个我看到他戴着帽子，他走回来了。
And after praying for some time, I saw him finally come home with it.
那个时候，我的心里的石头放下了。
And so that I was greatly relieved.
后面就是我的儿子后面就是2019年。五月份洗礼的。
And my son was baptized in May 2019.
他洗礼完过后是有好转。
And after baptism, his condition improved.
就是后面就是，我先生就是我19年12月份来到美国。
And my husband came with me to the United States in December 2019.
就是2020年，我先生在家里整整禁食祷告一年。
And for the whole 2020, my husband fasted and prayed the entire year.
我的儿子那个就是邪灵，就是说现在已经完全康复了。
And my son has now fully recovered and no longer has evil spirit.
他已经三年没上学了。
He has stopped schooling for 3 years.
他今年告诉我，他现在想上学了。
But he had told me that he wants to resume his education.
真的很感谢神。
Thank God.
他告诉我，他现在每一天都在学英语。
He's learning English every day.
还有学他自己之前落下的课程。
And he was going back to the review the lessons classes that he had taken previously.
感谢神的带领。
I thank God for his guidance.
这就是我们一家人的见证。
This is the testimony of my family.
感谢神的一路带领与保守。
And thank God for his for his care and his guidance.
愿一切荣耀归于神。
May all the glory be given unto God in
heaven. Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen.
感谢主。
奉主耶稣基督圣名，做简短的结论。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I make a conclusion.
我知道时间已经过了。
And we have gone past time a little bit.
可是要做个结论呢。
We should make a summary.
首先这个我们都听到两个美好的见证。
We have heard two wonderful testimonies.
第一个是朱雅琪姐妹的见证。
First one is Sir Yachi.
听到她见证，这让我为她高兴，也让我想起像这个约伯的见证，约伯的故事。
So we rejoice along with her, with our testimony, and her testimony reminds us of Job.
如果我们看圣经，其实圣经上的人物，像说大卫啊、摩西啊、撒母耳、主耶稣啊，都经历过患难。
And we can read in the Bible about many characters, like Moses, David, or Jesus Christ, who have gone through suffering.
那这些患难呢？有时候是经历这个生病啊，有些人是在工作上啊，还是有一些人是在这个人际关系上面碰到患难。
It may be illness, it may be conflicts or relationships.
好，那么其实神有他的美意。
And everything is God's good will.
就像约伯记二十三章的第十节，神约伯提到说，他知道我要走的道路。那经过这个患难以后呢，他会成为金经。
And Job chapter 23 verse 10 it tells us that and through our tribulation we can be refined as pure gold.
那雅琪姐妹跟我们分享一点就是，其实，重点不在乎这个生病本身了，重点是神要我们学什么。
And Sister Yachi shared with us that what's important is not how we've gone through the suffering, but rather what God wants us to learn.
他提到神要他体验的是去体验这个圣灵的更新。
And for her, she learned that God wants her to be renewed in the Holy
Spirit. 当然，他自己本身的这个病情，这个骨头死掉不能复原，不能活过来，竟然会活过来，这个是一个很大的神迹。
Of course, it is a miracle for her bones that have died to be restored to a degree.
那借着这个疾病也告诉他，这个圣灵可以更新我们。
But through her illness, God taught her that our spiritual life can be
restored. 那我在想，他也提到说，我们每一个人可以其实可以服侍神，可是不等于说我们心灵上有更新。
And so she also shared that every one of us could be working to serve God, but not everyone. It does not mean that every one of us has been renewed in spirit.
所以我们不该满足于就说哦，我在教会服侍。
So it is not enough just to tell ourselves, "Yes, I serve in the church."
那我们要思想一下，我们得到圣灵，我们到底有没有这个更新心意上的更新？
Let us also reflect that although we have received the Holy Spirit, have we been renewed by the Holy
Spirit? 还是说我们过去更新了，可是最近几年没什么在更新？
Maybe we have been renewed once before, but not recently.
那这更新是提多书三章五节圣灵的应许，神的给我们的应许。
And to be renewed is the promise of the Holy Spirit recorded in Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
我们要更新，那我们才会喜乐，我们才会有成长，那我们才会进天国。
We must be renewed in order to grow and to rejoice and to go to the heavenly kingdom.
所以值得我们来思考哈。下一个是 MRU 真的见证很多，神给他恩，神听他的祷告。还有神帮助他周围的人来改变。
And Sister Emma testified how God had listened to her prayer and how God had helped and changed the people around.
我们没有时间我们没有时间跟一个跟大家分享我的感受。
We don't have time to share my
thoughts
of every single one.
抓一点呢，就是他刚开始说到说去安室聚会要花三十块钱来回坐 Uber.
I would just share the part where she mentioned that.Would cost her $30 to round trip to go to church.
这让我想起来，在三十年前呢，我要坐，我花三十块钱，我是花三十几块钱，要从圣地亚哥的 Del Mar 坐火车一个小时多到 Anaheim， 坐 Anaheim 以后，坐到 Anaheim 以后呢，还要花差不多十几块钱那个 taxi， 坐 taxi 到远林教会。
And that reminded me of how I had to travel from San Diego area on a $30 train ride and then a $10 taxi ride to go to the Garden Grove Church.
礼拜五下午，我就请人带我去车站，火车站。后来到礼拜六呢，就安息日结束后，请人带我去 Anaheim 火车站，我再坐车回来，坐火车回来。
And then the church members would drive me.Back to the train station, and then I would take the train back.
那时候我是在，我是高中刚结束。
Now I had just finished high school.
那么，虽然花那时候三十块钱，在那边三十块钱比现在三十块钱要多啊。
And $30 back then was worth more than $30 today.
可是去教会很喜乐。
But I still rejoiced when I was able to go to church.
我也在那时候学说，我要去。我大学的时候要去找靠近教会的地方。
And I was determined to go attend a university that is near a church.
所以选择洛杉矶大学，所以我那边好多间教会，我可以常常去教会。
So I went to school in Los Angeles area because there are many churches there.
那我要分享的重点是，我在想哦，现在呢，我们有些人住教会住的还不远呢、啊，开车可能十几分钟、二十分钟，可是有些人还选择说太远了。
Most of us live pretty close to church within a 10-20 minute drive, yet we feel like it is such a long trip.
那可是有一些人甚至可能坐火车，还要坐计程车，还花那么多钱，还花两个小时单向， 他们都可以说不累，因为真的当我们体验到神的时候，真的守神的到体验到神，那真的这个比赚钱啊还要快乐。
There are also others who would be willing to travel hours to go to church, and it is worth it for them because it is better than making money.
今年是1月1号，新年的第一天。
Today is January 1st, first day of the year.
大家有没有想过说今年要做什么事情来讨好神？
Have we thought what do we need to do this year to please the Lord?
有一件事我们可以做，就是真的好好来守安息生日，真的来敬拜神。
One thing we can do is to truly come to observe the Sabbath to worship God.
让神得到喜乐，让神欢对我们对我们欢喜呀。
So that we will be pleasing to the Lord.
好，那我们先一同来唱赞美诗。
So let us sing hymn.
我们唱诗91首。
91。
我们唱第一节和最后一节。
Let's sing the first and the last verse.Please be seated.
那我们现在一同来祷告，来结束今天的见证会。
Let's pray together to conclude our testimony.
好，我们求神来继续充满我们让我们可以体会到神的爱，还有圣灵的更新。
May God's Spirit fill us so that we may feel His love and be renewed by the Holy Spirit.
一同跪下祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.